Hey everybody, what's going on? Steve here. Just wanted to say hi, per usual, before the episode. Today on the show, Joey Barone. This was a fun one. I had fun with it. I have fun with all of them. I'm not gonna say like, oh, here's an episode that I had a real shit time with. I did not enjoy it at all. No, I enjoy all my episodes. Some are better than others. I enjoy all my episodes. Joey Barone is a professional wrestler. More than that, he's a friend of mine. Lucas something. It's his real name. He tells it on the thing. I'm not surprising anyone. It's on his Instagram handle. You'll explain it. Oh, pre-advanced warning. Before I forget. After 7 minutes of the actual show, it stopped recording. And then we started re-recording. I explained it there, but I'm letting you know after the sponsor break for it, it's a little loud. It was a little loud when I listened to it today. So I'm just pre-advance warning you, it's a little loud. So you may, if you're listening to it on the headphones, you may want to lower it a little bit. This episode is called Gladiator because Joey really loves it. Part of the recording that didn't make it, he really talked about how much he loved it, and the show just took a different turn once we restarted recording. But he loved it. He worked in the movie theater. We raised over it. He saw it like 100 times when it was in the theater. He bought it on DVD. He bought it a bunch. He watched it a bunch there. I haven't seen any movies this week. There are some movies that are out that I definitely do want to see. I want to see Hobbs and Shaw, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and I think it's called, I don't know if it's out in my area, I need to check it. I want to say it's called Peanut Butter Eagle. Shia LaBeouf, Dakota Johnson, it looks really good. Like, watch the trailer for it, and I don't want to say too much about it just because, Peanut Butter Eagle, I want to say that's what it's called. But you should definitely check it out. I want to definitely see Hobbs and Shaw. I hear it's a fun continuation in the Fast and the Furious family, or whatever it is. Of course, Guillermo del Toro, amazing things with Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. There are lots of other great movies that do happen to be out. Or that are coming out. What are you folks excited for that's coming out? Anything tickling your fancies? I know Angry Bird 2's out. I have no fucking desire to see that. You know what's out that I want to see? I saw the trailer for it, and it really made me laugh. Dora and the Lost City of Gold. I think it looks really good. Dora and the Lost City of Gold. It's a modern day take of a children's show that most adults watched as children. I never watched Dora because I'm too old for that shit. But you know, that's what I want to see it. If you've seen the trailer, I think it looks really funny. Let's see here. What else? Nope, that looks like about it. I mean, everything else I've talked about. With that second-rate theater. There's a second-rate theater in my area called the Temeku. It's kind of amazing. They do like $3.75 for the morning shows and like $4.25 for the evening shows or something like that. And they jacked up prices on food, but good prices on tickets, so you can always sneak shit in. Other than that, what are you kids excited for that's coming out? Let me know. Yeah, it's an opening. I've been talking to people. It's really cool about coming on the show. Nothing really solid, but you know, keep them fingers crossed, and I should hopefully have some good names. But getting to the show itself. Joey Barone, pre-advance warning, as I already said, it's a little bit loud. After about 7 minutes into the actual show, after the advertisement. Other than that, positive energy. keep that positive energy, keep that positivity going. And just remember, a lot of the stress that we get in our life isn't from what we're doing. It isn't from the surroundings. It's from the attitude that we have. It's from the attitude that we're personifying. So if you have a negative attitude, you have a little stress in your life. So try and be a little bit happier. Try and be a little bit more joyful. And let's try and get rid of that stress in the world. And let's just, you know, God, as I said it last week, let's put some positivity out there. All right? Let's put some positivity. You have to eliminate the negative and accentuate the positive. It's a song, but I know it from Blast from the Past. It's a great Brendan Fraser, Christopher Walken, Alicia Silverstone, Dave Foley, Sissy Spacek vehicle. I'm going to let you kids get to the show, though. I'm having fun. It's late, per usual. Other than that, tip the veal, try the staff. Enjoy the episode. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the last podcast you want. Steve here with another great episode. I have with me today a friend of mine. I mean, I'm not going to be honest. How long have we been? When were you in New Wave?
fuck.
That's when I met you.
I came to New Wave, and I think it was February or March of 2011.
Yeah. So 8 years.
About 8 years.
Yeah. All right. Almost the better part of a decade.
Actually, yeah, more than 8 years.
Right. Well, with me today, Joey Barone.
Here I am. How's it going?
Joey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's hotter than Satan's testes out right now, but I am doing pristine.
See, it's funny because it is really hot outside. It's only 7 degrees in Rancho Cucamonga where we are today. Why we are here is a completely different thing. We're here for wrestling today, but here today, right now, in a couple weeks when this is released, movies. We're talking movies. Fun one I always like to start off with, Joey. Do you happen to remember the first movie that you walked out of in the theater?
Let's see, the first movie I ever walked out of in the theater.
Or the last one, I mean, whichever you can remember, because that would be the next question.
Well, let's get specific here. You're talking about, like, walked out and left, or walked out and, like, had a panic attack and came back in? Because I've had that happen to me.
Oh, wow, okay. that's a new question in its own right.
It is indeed.
Okay, well, let's start with, I just saw Jeff drive by, so I don't want him to come open the doors. Let's start with the first movie that you had a panic attack in, and you had to walk out and then go back in.
So, I think around, I want to say 2011 to maybe 2000 and, I want to say 2013, 2014-ish, okay. I started having all these freaking panic attacks, like, out of nowhere. I knew they were panic attacks, I didn't want to take medication, whatever. The point is, I just had them and I didn't understand them.
Sure.
And they would come out of nowhere. I went to go watch this movie that I was really looking forward to called The Dilemma. It was a Vince Vaughn movie.
Okay.
It was with Kevin James.
Where his wife is cheating on
him. Yeah.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Dude. Oh, dude.
I just know movies.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever plan on watching it?
There are so many movies that are on my list. Like, it's on my list.
But it hasn't.
But it hasn't.
It's not a priority on the list.
100%.
Gotcha. Okay. So I won't spoil anything for you, but that's what it was. About halfway in, I start like, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? Really right now? I'm watching a fucking movie. I should be relaxed.
Yeah, of course.
It's Vince Vaughn. I should be fucking laughing. But I started freaking out. So I get up and I'm like pacing around inside the movie theater. And I'm like, fuck this. I gotta get the hell out of here. So I go to the bathroom, throw water on the face, and I'm like a crackhead walking up and down like the
was there
theater
anyone
lobby.
In the theater? Oh, in the lobby, okay.
Yeah, I started in the
theater. Yeah, in the theater.
And then I went to the lobby and just pacing around like a freaking crackhead, freaking out. And it took me like maybe 20, 30 minutes to come down from it.
Wow.
And I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, finally, I don't know what happened, but finally I was like mellowing out, so I went back in and finished the movie. Subpar movie at best, but still. That was the first movie I walked out of via panic attack. Probably the only one I've done.
But you walked back in and
I finished it.
All right, so what was the first movie that was so bad that you just walked out of the theater?
Jesus. I I don't even think it was because it was that bad, but The Rock with Nicolas Cage.
Get the fuck out of here. The Rock with Nick Cage and Sean Connery?
Hear me out. I was like
Ed kid. Harris.
I was a kid.
I was a kid.
And I think my mom walked out. So by circumstance, I had to walk out. I love Nicolas Cage.
By veto, you had to walk out. Okay, yeah. Well, do you remember the first movie that you, as a responsible adult, young teenage lad, walking out on your own accord?
I'm making this complicated.
No. No, I mean, it's no, that's a good one. I mean, I think that's ridiculous that your mom would walk out of The Rock. That movie is amazing.
Granted, it's been over 20 years, so my memory may be a little bit skewed, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
I will tell you right now, have you watched it since?
No.
Oh, fuck. You gotta watch it!
I think her walking out might have, like, gotten to me.
That movie holds to date. That movie is amazing.
The Rock. Have to watch it.
Winners fuck the prom queen.
Sean Connery's awesome.
To which Nick Cage then says the name of his girlfriend and goes like, my girlfriend was the prom queen.
Oh, Nick Cage.
I love Godspeed. Godspeed means good speed. Sorry, I could just fucking, you know who you are? You're the Rocket Man.
See, I wish I watched this.
And that's Candyman, and that's fucking Candyman. Candyman is the Rocket Man. Oh, it's amazing.
Like Candyman from, like, Candyman?
Like Candyman, yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's in The Rock.
Shit.
Oh dude, Ed Harris. Ed Harris is the bad guy. There are so many random names. Claire Florani, I think, is her name. She played Brandy Svenning in Mallrats.
Nice.
I could wax intellectually. All right, The Rock. What was the last movie you walked out of?
This is going to be disappointing.
No, dude.
I am very easy to please. Okay. I have not ever walked out on a movie because I did not like it.
Not the first guest to say that. So.
Oh, good.
Not the first guest to say that.
My wife hates that. Every time I go see a movie without her, I'll go watch it and she's like, did you like it? I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, it probably sucked. I'm like, come on. Just because I go and I can go to a movie experience and enjoy the entire experience for what it is.
Sure.
That's not a bad thing. Okay. Like, I know people that hate Point Break, the original Point Break. I loved it. I've watched it back since. Oh, and it's granted, it's not very good.
It's a horrible movie.
It's very bad. But the nostalgia.
Keanu Reeves. Patrick Swayze. Yeah, Gary Busey.
The chick from Free Willy.
How can you not go wrong?
Yeah, I'd still watch it, you know, forever.
That's hilarious.
I've
walked out of movies because they were bad. I have sat through movies that I should have walked out of. I mean, I'm all for, there are some movies that are so bad, I just fucking love them. But there are movies that are so bad that I just walk out of them. All right, here's a fun one for you folks. Obviously there was just an edit in the show. The device stopped recording about 7 minutes in, and me and Joey had probably been talking for, I don't know, a 10 to 15 minutes, maybe even 20 after that, before we realized it had stopped recording. I hate my phone. I can actually tell you the pinpoint moment, because I looked down, because I had it on the charger. I'm just going to take it off the charger. And it was like, your phone does not support this device. And that was probably what fucking caused it to short out. It's a first in the show. But hey, we're past 25. At this point, we're probably on episode 30 or something. I don't know. You kids don't know how many episodes I have backlogged. Because I don't know when this episode will be coming out. True story. So I think if my listening is kind of correct, we just went over movies that Joey had walked out of. And Joey's never walked out of a movie. So we're going to go right to a movie that you could watch every day.
Movie I could watch every day.
And you're a bit of a Marvel geek.
I am a bit of a Marvel geek, indeed. I love Marvel movies.
You can watch it every day. I mean, maybe even Gladiator.
I loved, when I was a kid, I loved Gladiator. That was my go-to.
Did you ever work at a movie theater?
I did. That was my first job.
Your first job?
My first job was at a movie theater. Like, and it was one of those ones where, like, it was the one screen, they played the same three movies twice throughout the day.
Okay.
So I watched Gladiator probably, like, I don't know, 100 times. Yeah, 100 times. I was like, oh, okay. I like this movie.
Yeah, excellent.
Maybe I'll buy it.
Maybe I'll buy it, and maybe I'll watch it a lot, and then maybe I will skip over to Captain America.
Captain America, the first Avenger. You know, I think I've done the MCU marathon.
I think I've done this conversation before.
I think you have. But I think I've done the MCU marathon probably 3 times in the last couple months.
Like, just straight through, in chronological order they're supposed to be viewed?
In the way they're supposed to be
viewed. Including Iron Man 3 and Incredible Hulk?
The first time. The first time including Incredible Hulk. And the second time I watched Iron Man 3, but I nixed Incredible Hulk.
It's like when you watch through The Office. The first time you watch through The Office, you watch through all the way because you want to see every episode. Mm-hmm. And then when you watch through the second time, you're watching through, and then you're like, oh, I don't remember liking this episode the last time. So you just skip it. I can watch all of The Office with the exception of one episode.
That's what she said. Which episode?
Scott's Tots. That's the one where Michael Scott promises all those kids that when they
graduate high school, fucked up.
That he's gonna pay.
I hate that episode
so much.
I love the one when Michael and Dwight like turned into the fucking river.
Oh, the GPS is telling me to go this way. I want to make sure we're still recording. Oh, good, we're still
recording. Yeah, right. We're on the air.
3 minutes. We're 10 minutes in now. Rock and roll.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so a movie you could watch every day. So right now you're watching Captain America, the first Avenger, over and over. Now, when you watch through, you say you did the whole thing. Do you go and watch the post-credit scene? Do you skip ahead? Or once the movie ends, do you just stop it and go to the next one? Like,
It depends. Because I like watching the post-credit scenes. So sometimes I'll fast-forward and watch them. But if I know it's just like when Coulson finds Thor's hammer, like
that's literally the one I was thinking of. How are you gonna skip that?
It's because I know where it's going.
You know what
it
is? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's got to get there first. It wasn't there in the beginning of Thor. You gotta. But I mean, I like those things because it gives you a tease if you're new to the
series. Yeah, of course. You had no idea they were going to bring Thor in.
And then you're like, oh, shit, what? And then I'm like, oh, hey, guess what? I got the whole phase one right here. I got Thor. Bam. Let's pop this motherfucker in.
Damn.
All right. Yeah, so.
I feel, I've said it before, and I'll say it anytime I can. I think Marvel really fucks up sometimes, and they put the scene in the middle that should be the end. Mm-hmm. Like, a prime example is Ant-Man and Wasp. Mid-credit scene, Scott going into the quantum realm and them getting snapped. Post-credit scene, albeit it's after everybody has been snapped, and it's just the ant playing the fucking drums. They just swap those.
Because the other one's way too big to be a middle
thought. A middle, yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be the last thing.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 had two mid-credit scenes and one post-credit scene. And I think that they should have taken the last credit scene and switched it with one of the mids. Because the first mid-credit scene is Groot as teenage Groot. And he's just like, I am Groot, and just being conned. And he's like, whoa. And then the next scene is the Paris Hilton looking chick. Because the first time I watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, I thought the main gold chick was Paris Hilton the entire time.
Oh, really?
I did. I haven't said it on the podcast, and I won't going to, but I will tell you later if you remind me. Remind me about Black Panther.
Okay.
And I will tell you about that when we are not recording. Because I will not say that on the podcast.
Okay.
And that's her talking about Adam Warlock. And then the final scene is Stan Lee with the
Hey guys,
where you going? How am I gonna get home? I love Stan Lee. I think that's amazing. The last scene should be Adam Warlock.
It should be. Because like, it sets up the third movie. You can do the teenage Groot in the middle, so that way you know that you're doing a jump forward. And then you have Adam Warlock. Where Volume 3 is going to go.
If it were me, I would do Groot as the first one, Stan Lee as the second one, and then Adam is the third.
Hmm. Okay. It still works.
I think that they're doing the serious ones first and the joke ones last. And I kind of get that. But at the same time, like... And I have a big problem with fucking Endgame. It's not the end of Phase 3. Spider-Man Far From Home is the end of Phase 3. How do you not have a post-credit scene setting up something? Like, I get what they did. It's the clanging from him building the Iron Man outfit. It's bullshit, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You, for 10 years, have been giving people post-credit scene, post-credit scene, post-credit scene, post-credit scene, post-credit scene, and then you want to give us... Now, you want to give us a couple clangs.
I feel like the reason they may have done that is because, like, Endgame is supposed to be the climax of this whole Infinity War saga.
Sure.
And I feel like, okay, that
should have been the end of Phase 3, and then Spider-Man Homecoming should have been the beginning of Phase 4.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I think it should be, because there shouldn't be anything that needs to be said after Endgame. It's, okay, what's going to be the aftermath? We'll find out in Phase 4.
Absolutely. No, that's great. I'm not going to lie, this is great. This is a whole new discussion. I'm gonna change the question just from what it was. What's a movie that you can watch that just takes you back to your childhood, that takes you back to a more youthful time for Joey Barone? You get where the original one was, so it's you know, it could be the same two ones you answered before. I don't mind.
Let's see, when I think back.
It's kind of like what movie could you watch every day, but it was more like, what movie did you watch every day as a child?
Yeah, and I feel like...
Like, for me, I could easily say Little Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
Fred Savage.
Little Horns. Blue Guy.
Yeah.
Pee, Cat Sandwich.
Cat Food Sandwich and peeing in an apple juice can for the bully.
Shit, you know, I think because of the time frame, and I do have, like, an obsessive personality, which is why I can watch movies over and over.
Yeah, my wife doesn't get how I can do that.
My original two that I said were, what was it?
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Because I wanted my daughter to be able to see that, and like, the message.
And We're Back.
And We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. Yep. The more I think about it, I also liked... The old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies, the live actions.
Okay, the original or the sequel?
I like the original.
Okay.
I mean, I enjoyed Secret of the Ooze, and I loved the soundtrack of Part 3. I know you're going to hate that, but I loved the...
I'll be honest. I remember seeing Part 3 in the theater. I don't even know if I enjoyed Part 3 in the theater as a child. I don't remember the soundtrack. I can 100%. I remember the noise that you just made. I remember that.
It's from a song, but...
I love two. I love Secret of the Ooze.
That was awesome.
It's... I mean, they missed a real chance with Bebop and Rocksteady.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us Taka and Raza.
I enjoyed them. I like Raza. Little stomach plate.
But either way, so I remember going to see Ninja Turtles in the theater opening night. I remember that there was a little pizza place next to the theater in Encinitas, and I'll be honest, both of them are gone. They tore down those buildings years ago, which was a real fucking shame, because now Encinitas doesn't have a reliable movie theater. But that's beside the point. I remember the people at the pizza place dressing up in, like, a paper mache turtle head outfit and standing on the roof. And I remember looking up, and I, as a kid, and because I definitely was, like, a single-digit child when the first movie came out. I vividly remember that. I don't remember the movie in the theaters. I remember seeing... Oh, no, I've seen the movie. I know the movie. I don't remember watching the movie in the theater, but I remember the people at the pizza place next door standing on the roof of their building dressed like Ninja Turtles. And I think they got a little bit in trouble for that.
Yeah, that's...
Man, that's such a weird... Man, that makes me think of things. There used to be an arcade place right next to there, and that place got shut down. I'm not going to get into the old days.
Right? Batman, too. I love Batman.
Michael Keaton Batman. Yeah.
Only one to, like, have two that were, like, really good, and he's the same character.
You know who my favorite character in the original Batman is?
Jack Nicholson?
Bob.
Bob!
Bob. He had his own action figure.
Are you serious?
I had it as a child. What? He had his own action figure. I loved Bob. And then I watched it as an adult. I want to say I've talked about this on the podcast before. And then I watched it as an adult. And what happens? Bob, let me see your gun. Bang! Thanks, Bob. And he just kills Bob.
It's like, dude, he's been by your side the whole fucking movie.
He's such a loyal guy. And then Joker just kills him. I'm sorry.
So here's a fun fact segue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, not even a segue, because it still has to do with Batman.
Yeah.
My favorite song from that movie, and I still
the entire soundtrack done by Prince.
Party Man was my favorite. For a point in time, I was going to use that as my wrestling entrance music.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I love that song.
I love Bat Dance.
Bat Dance is fun too. But Party Man, I can listen to for hours.
Is Party Man the one that plays when Joker goes into the restaurant?
And he's demolishing everything.
With Vicky Vale.
Yes.
Yeah, where she gets the thing and it says, put this on. Yeah, okay.
Like, dance in front of a statue.
That's great. I love that. Yeah. And he does the little... Oh, man. That movie takes me back. That movie's so dark.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched it as children and enjoyed it so much. And our parents never gave a fuck. Like, they're like... And you watch that movie now, oh my god, it's just so dark.
I know. Why did you need the new Dark Knight series? Like, you got the originals. Those were.
What else do you need? So I did that one. I think this is. I mean, we talked about a little bit more. We talked about somehow we got to Titanic.
Because it's...
That brought in Lost in... Oh, because we were talking about Endgame.
Yeah.
And then that brought in Lost in Space. So I'll just kind of go where we're at when I realized... Thank God when I realized we weren't recording.
I know, dude. We had money.
We did. I mean, this is money anyways.
It's so good.
Absolutely. It's always fun. Favorite director. Now you kind of said you didn't really have a favorite director. I have to ask, like... You don't just, like, love every movie that Tarantino has made, or you don't love that every movie that Nolan
Tarantino
has made. Like,
I...
Oh, God, no, I had to mention Tarantino!
I hate Quentin Tarantino. I refuse to watch his movies.
No, okay.
My favorite Quentin Tarantino movie is when he gets shot in the head in Desperado. I hate Quentin Tarantino.
It makes me laugh so much.
This guy.
I cannot believe I found this out like 2 weeks ago. He's my go-to director.
I hate him so much.
You hate him. He hates him because he hit on his wife before they were even a couple.
True.
Before they knew each other.
But just the fact that I know this
guy. Should be honored that someone like Quentin Tarantino would hit on your wife.
He was like foot fetishing.
He is ugly.
He was foot fetishing on her. I was like, these are my feet. Fuck off, guy.
They weren't your feet yet.
They are now. They were destined to be mine. So they were already mine before she knew it.
You are the victor. And Tarantino is but a chapter in the life of Joey Barone.
I know. So... Quentin Tarantino is currently beneath me. I won. Suck at Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I... Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I think that's so fun. Okay. So let's forget that I ever mentioned Tarantino. You don't like just the solid
you
works
You won't like
of,
me when you mention Quentin
of,
Tarantino.
Of Christopher Nolan. Fuck, what's his name? Martin Scorsese. Like Martin Scorsese doesn't make a bad movie. Like, mm-hmm. I love every movie he makes. Like, my favorite's probably Gangs of New York or The Departed.
I remember that.
But like so you
never just, seen The Departed though.
You just don't have a favorite. I definitely know which director you hate the most.
Yeah.
But you don't.
I don't have a favorite director. I have a least favorite director.
Oh man, that's great. I think the name of this episode is just going to be called The Collective Works of Quentin Tarantino.
I'm out.
Criterion Edition. No, Joey, come back. Where'd he go?
Oh, I'm back.
That's hilarious. All right, so you don't really have a favorite director. No, that's...
As long as they tell me a good story, I'm entertained, I get an escape. And, you know, as long as I enjoy the ride of what they're telling me,
sure.
I'm good.
Sure.
I go into movies with... Without
a blind eye.
Yeah. I go in like I don't know what's gonna happen.
So we were kinda talking about this before. I don't like to watch trailers anymore. I've talked about this, I won't dwell on it because I've talked about it before and I don't want people just to hear my same bullshit over and over and over.
Mm.
I don't like to watch trailers anymore for movies that I'm really looking forward to because they give away too much. Thor Ragnarok is always my prime example. They try and make such a big fucking deal out of who the Grandmaster's champion is. And they tell you in the first trailer for Thor Ragnarok, it's the Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to make such a big deal out of it. And I'm sitting in the theater going, what's fucking Hulk? It's Hulk. They told us in the first trailer. But all right, I'm going to spring a new question. However many episodes in, I don't think I've asked this for anyone. What's the best movie that you have seen in the theater within the last year?
I've watched Endgame 4 times.
So within the last year, Endgame is the best film that you've seen? Like a full solid.
Full solid year. I will say yes, that Endgame, 'cause I think Endgame is... I mean,
the end game of movies.
I've invested so much time into Marvel, and you know, basically you're waiting for this big payoff, and they give you a great payoff.
Right.
I won't go into details.
Oh, you can. The movie's been out.
Oh, I don't.
This episode will be out in a month. It's already been out for. You can spoil. We've already talked. Spoilers for on episodes.
Okay.
Before.
Awesome. Yeah. You get this culmination of, you know, them finally defeating the guy who started, like, the first initial war in the first Avengers movie.
Sure.
And then, you get the, you know, the thing of Tony Stark coming full circle and him being the guy I remember in the first Avengers movie, Captain America was telling Tony Stark that he's not the one to make the... like the game time decision as far as like laying down his life, and he's the one who did that in the very end.
Absolutely.
You know, you get great endings for everyone, some questionable, but they're still satisfying to some degree. So for me, I think I have to go with Endgame.
All
right. Because it took me right back to the beginning. The next day, I went back and started from the very beginning.
The whole thing. All right, so here's a great question for you. Some jackhole whose name I didn't even bother dedicating to memory... posted a video of a theater in India of them watching Endgame, and it's like the final scene when Tony steals the gems, mm-hmm. steals the stones, has it. I am Iron Man.
Does the snap.
Whole theater erupts. People are jumping out of their chairs, cheering. Huge fucking pop. And this guy is like, this is why I don't like going to movies.
It's like, well, fuck you, and get lost.
Like, don't you go to a movie, like, opening night, like Thursday night, like Friday night, because you want that crowd, you want that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not a true moviegoer. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, I just left a comment of, like you don't go for the experience, you're going for the wrong reason. You're going just for fun for you.
Go to the matinee in 2 weeks.
Yeah, go, you know, find the Singleplex Theater in Podunk, New Jersey that's going to be, you know, fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I go to the movies.
You get to feel the energy.
I went the Friday it opened. I went the day after. I mean, because technically everything opens on Thursday nights now.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, and I remember when they used to, when doing a midnight showing of a film the night before was like a fucking... epic event. Every movie does that.
Packed, camped out.
Every movie does that now. Every movie is Thursday night. Any big movie is Thursday night. It's going to be, you know, 7 o'clock.
And you got the
reserved
seating now, so there's none of the line.
So there's no line.
There's that experience as well.
Right. Yeah, it just takes all part of the enjoyment and everything out of it. But you're all for it. You're all for.
I love it. Like I
when
one of the
audience
reasons,
really gets into it and they're cheering and they're clapping and applauding.
My
and,
wife hates when people clap, but she gets it. And like when we went to go watch Endgame, she gets it. So she's all for it. Like I call my wife Chuck Norris because she never fucking cries. Didn't cry at our wedding. Didn't cry when our daughter was born. She cried in Endgame both times that she saw it with me. Twice, and I was like, fuck yeah.
Well, so, I'm not gonna lie, probably the whole relationship with having a daughter and everything really probably helped with that whole gimmick.
Well, I turned into the crybaby after the baby was born. That was a thing.
Yeah. All right, here, hold on a second. We are recording. Recording, Jeff. We're recording in my car. Jeff wants to know where we're at. He's like, where are you at? That's not the first time I've replied to a text on the podcast. But I'm sure, like, I'm not gonna lie, I cried when I saw Endgame.
Dude, every time I've cried.
And I went by myself. My wife had no problem. She still, I'm not gonna lie, she still hasn't seen Endgame.
Oh, jeez.
It's been, she, She doesn't care.
It's
she,
not her thing.
It's not her thing. Gotcha. Like she doesn't. She can't go for more than an hour 20 in the theater.
Oh, okay.
Where we sit back row. We sit back row because, but also because after an hour 20, she'll get bored and she just wants to check her phone real quick. And I'm the kind of person that if I'm in a theater and someone in the row in front of me is checking their phone, oh, I will wait for the quiet part of the film and I will go, put your phone away, really fucking loud.
Oh, nice.
Even if we're alone. Oh, I've almost gotten into fights in theaters because I don't like people talking. Like, you want to casually, like, say one little thing about something in the film, you lean over, you very quietly whisper, you say what you want, and then you go back to watching the film.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go see the Purge movies, and this guy and his girlfriend were just openly talking, not trying to whisper. Stupid. 15 minutes into the movie. You want to talk during the go trailers? You want to talk during the trailers? Talk during the trailers. You're ruining the experience for me, but talk during the trailers. I already looked at the people, and I was like, shh. I shushed them.
Respectable.
And then I shushed them a little louder, and they looked at me, and I was like, yeah, you. And then they started talking more, and I was like, I can still hear you. To which the boyfriend turned around and looked at me, and he literally put his hands on his cup rests and started getting out of his chair. And so I very, very wide grin looked at him. My eyes got real bright and I went, yeah, yeah, we're doing this. And he sat down real fast.
That's nice.
Yeah. I was a row above him, so I had the leverage. Like, I just would have tornado DDT'd him.
Oh, that'd have been great.
Or speared him. But it was the mere fact that he was trying to act tough, and I just got real insane and was like, oh, we're fucking fighting? We're doing this? Yeah, we're in the purge! We're in the purge! Let's fight! But I didn't get that crazy. But no, man, I tell people to shut the fuck up, man. I don't deal with that shit.
Yeah, it's irritating.
It is. So, that was fun. Well, that's good, man. Let's go back to the questions.
All right, cool.
What was the first movie to give you nightmares?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
And
The Crow.
Easy. And The Crow?
For some reason, the music and the age that I first watched it, and that scene when he gets thrown out the fucking window and
Jesus walks into a bar, or Jesus walks into a hotel, hands the hotel clerk 3 nails and a hammer, and says, can you put me up for the night?
He says that in the movie.
He does say that in the movie.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember about The Crow. He's getting shot while... I want to say that's the scene where he's actually killed, where he's doing that whole joke. I want to say, I may be wrong.
I don't remember.
Because he's getting shot during that scene while he's making the joke.
And the thing is, I want to watch The Crow again, but I'm afraid that I'll get... Because to this day, I still get nightmares.
Really?
I still get nightmares to this day.
Oh, you got to face that demon, brother.
Well, like, even if I watch it, I still will have nightmares. Like, I've watched Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right.
I love watching the series during Halloween season.
But I still get nightmares. That's a horror film. That one's intended to give you nightmares. I'm saying you need to sit down and just... Have you sat down and rewatched The Crow as an adult?
I have, but it doesn't do anything. I think I have because I have a phobia of death.
All right.
And I think like the caskets and the murder throwing out the window,
music.
I think for some reason I just can't, I can process it, but I don't, I guess I don't regulate it in a proper manner in my head. So I've had nightmares. I think a couple weeks ago I had a nightmare, related to The Crow.
Okay.
Like, woke up and he was standing in my fucking bathroom, looking right at me. Like,
Brandon Lee Crow or
Brandon Lee.
Or
I watched that one. I watched
or,
the Salvation.
Or Edward Furlong Crow.
Is Edward Furlong the one that took his place after he got shot up?
I think he's like in Crow 3 or Crow 4. I want to say Scott Lee at one point played the Crow.
Whoever was in the third Crow also. I watched the Crow 3 when I was a young adult.
Sure.
Younger adult, I should say.
Younger adult.
And it still had that vibe, but the Brandon Lee version really, really got to me. Like, fuck, nightmares for me get bad, dude. I remember I was sleeping with my wife, and she had the whole, like, head on the chest type of thing going on while we were sleeping.
Sure.
And I had a dream that fucking Freddy Krueger came here.
Oh, the God, Crow, God. The Crow Salvation. That looks like that's Crow 3. That's got Kristen Dunst.
I think he got killed in a prison, like death penalty, but he was innocent.
That's
and I
weird.
Think that's why he came back.
That's weird.
I still remember that. But yeah, in my dream, fucking Freddy Krueger came and stuck me with his claws under my armpit. It woke me up out of my sleep. I fucking drive my elbow down into my wife's face. Boom. And I just hear her go, oh, ah. And I go, ah, ah, my elbow. And then I'm like, oh, sorry.
And we both just go right back to bed.
Both of us just passed back out for the night.
I don't know why one night I was sleeping and Tiffany, like, I don't know what happened, but like in my sleep, like a tiger or a lion was jumping out of a shadow, I just punched her straight in the face.
Oh, shit.
And I just went, and I go, oh my God, did I punch you in the face? And she goes, you did. And I went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I start falling back asleep, and she goes, it really hurts. And I literally went, I already said I was sorry.
Oh, and then just rolled over and went right back.
She was gushing blood.
I woke up the next morning. I went, did I punch you in the face last night? And she went, you did. And then you rolled over and went back to bed. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I apologized at least twice.
That makes it better.
I couldn't help it. So, no, that's good. Nightmare on Elm Street, that's a good one that usually pops up.
Just the first one. The other ones you just fucking...
That's meeting. Great. Do you happen to remember the first movie that you bought an R-rated ticket to?
You know what? I don't remember. That's the first question I've had that I think... Let's see. If I think about it, I was 18.
I don't ask that one a lot.
Let's see. How old was I when I was 18? Well, I know how old I was.
17. Buy an R-rated ticket, you have to be 17-year-old.
2003. Was The Punisher... A rated R movie?
Yes, it was.
It might be The Punisher
with Thomas Jane.
I watched that. I watched it 2 days ago.
That opened the same day as Kill Bill Part 2. And I know that because me and my buddies did a double feature. We went and saw The Punisher at the local theater that we talked about with Ninja Turtles.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to lunch at Burger King, and then we went and saw Kill Bill Part 2.
That's awesome. I watched The Punisher with
Thomas Jane
and Kevin Travolta.
Kevin Nash.
I love that scene.
Kevin Nash.
Just smiling.
As the Russian.
Yes. And my wife came in. She's like, what are you watching? This is terrible. I'm like, you shut your mouth. You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
This is the movie that brought John Travolta back to the spotlight. God damn it.
Right? I loved that movie. It's my favorite version of The Punisher. I've tried watching the newer one that came out.
All right.
I didn't like
Warzone?
It.
Warzone?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
All right.
I got through the first 10 minutes, I turned it off.
Female director.
Oh, well.
I own it. When Blockbuster was going out of business and I worked for them, it was like a dollar. So I bought it.
Shit.
I own it. I've never watched it.
So I can say I didn't walk out on a movie, but I've turned the movie off.
You've turned the movie off.
I've turned that movie off.
There you go.
And that was recent. That's 2 days ago.
That's awesome.
Coming in hot.
It's a silly question, and I haven't heard people complain about it yet, but I love asking it. Are you a fan of Back to the Future?
I am.
Okay. Goldie Wilson. Mayor Goldie Wilson. Does he become mayor of his own destiny, predestiny, or does he become mayor because Marty goes back in time and says, yeah, you're going to be mayor someday? What are your personal thoughts? Yeah, Mayor Goldie Wilson.
Run for mayor.
I'm going to clean the streets.
Sweeping the floor. Oh, man, that's an awesome question.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, after Endgame, we found out that Back to the Future is a bunch
bullshit.
So, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with... It wasn't going to happen unless Marty went back to the future. But the... I guess they got the time stone. That's probably what happened. They got the time stone. Marty went back and told him, and that's what caused him to do it.
Okay, so Marty. Marty is the reason Goldie Wilson...
Marty is the reason, because if... if his present, his actual original present was he was mayor, and then he went back, and he told him about it, and he still became mayor. Either he was going to be mayor either way, or by some sort of circumstance, Marty told him to become mayor, and he became mayor. Either way, he became the fucking mayor.
Sure, sure.
So I feel that regardless of Marty, but also in some way because of Marty, he became mayor.
Do you think Doc Brown was really trying to hang a photo above the toilet
before he cracked
his head? Or do you think it was autoerotic asphyxiation type situation and then he slipped? This is the first time I'm ever asking this.
Because
I just thought of this right now. I mean, I didn't think of it. It's
here's the thing, because if you think of the Doc Brown character, he tends to be a little clumsy, or at least have that clumsy look to him.
Right.
So I feel that it could be him hanging it up and just slipping. Because right. I mean, look at the fucking shoes that he wears. They're like those little slippy loafer things.
His Doc Browns.
Yeah, his Doc Browns. Like, I feel like those are perfectly right. slippable in a toilet.
Perfect. No, that's great. I just thought that was a silly fucking question.
Maybe his robe got caught on, like, the toilet paper ring.
Maybe.
And he just... Oh! Marty! Ah!
That's awesome. Listener recommendation. Final question. Listener recommendation. A movie that you love that you feel possibly went below the radar, or a movie... you know what I mean? Like a movie that you love that maybe not everybody loves, or a movie that maybe not everybody knows about.
Man. You know, I don't know how popular it is with everyone else, but I'm going to go The Patriot with Mel Gibson.
Love it. It's a great film.
I love that movie.
It's great. I think that's... It's great. If you haven't seen it, watch The Patriot.
If you don't have one, get one.
Jason Isaac... Heath Ledger,
Mel Gibson.
two of the people in that movie are dead. The little girl that plays his blonde daughter.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The little one? Papa!
Yeah, I want to say.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. I want to say it was a drug overdose.
That's kid.
Hey, man, don't do drugs, kids. Don't do heavy drugs.
Don't put your kids in the movies. Let them get older and do shit.
Yeah. Or let them keep their money. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, keep their money. That's a good idea.
The Patriot. No, that's a really great movie. I do really love that film. That's a good one. As we come to an end, a new thing I'm doing, PMA, positive mental attitude, positive energy. Mm-hmm. Do you have any closing words of advice, words of encouragement? You know what I mean? Like, what's your mantra? What you know what I mean?
Well, I think my mantra's kind of changed over the last year since my daughter's been born.
Sure.
Because I was a lot of you know, very slacky, whatever. I didn't take myself seriously in a lot of times. But I've come to learn that life is a journey of, like, peaks and valleys. And, you know, regardless of whether you're in a peak or whether you're in a valley, you need to try and be the best you can be. Whatever that ends up being, you need to be the best you. Absolutely. And not just for everyone else, but for yourself. You got to stop trying to please everyone. Be you, embrace you, love you, and be the best version of you could possibly be.
I love that. That's great. I say a lot, you know, you have the highs and the lows, and you got to have the lows. So when you have the highs,
it's awesome.
You know why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes, be the best you that you can be.
Absolutely.
And that's, dude, I fucking, that's great.
Fist bump.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the last podcast you want. Joey, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Joey Baron. No, actually, Lucas Joseph, LukasJoseph on Instagram. Real Joey Baron, because there's so many of them, on Twitter. And you can check out my, I believe it's Joey the Bone Barone YouTube channel. It's not frequently updated, but, there's that, and Joey Barone on Facebook.
Excellent. And I'm at TLPYW, the last podcast you'd want, on Instagram, at TLPYW is Twitter. The last podcast you'd want is Instagram. You all know this, the last podcast you want at Gmail, not that anyone's actually emailing me. Hit up the people you want to see on the show on Twitter, multiple times, let them know, and get your friends to like and retweet those tweets, and yeah, what's up?
Oh, last thing.
Yeah.
Also, I started a YouTube channel, me and my brother, for our little fitness journey that we've been on.
My brother and I.
Just curious. Yeah. Thank you. Proper
English. What's it called?
It's called The Swole Bros 69.
The
69 was just happenstance. That wasn't intentional.
The Swole Bros was already taken.
It was.
We're big fans of Bill and Ted. So 69, dude.
So, it's just something for inspiration, just following journey. And, our motto there is it's all about the journey. And that's, you know, that's what it is.
Being the best you.
Being the best you.
And I was thinking about this as I close it, simply because I think it's funny. And anyone that was around in the New Wave days, right when you debuted,
a big thing was the Jersey Shore, and you were coming out as a very big Guido character, mm-hmm. and your first match, I had no idea who you were. I refereed your first match at New Wave, and I remember...
Didn't hit you in the balls that time.
You didn't hit me in the balls that time, because you didn't know me yet. Yeah. And I remember the boys, some of the boys were in the audience, and some of the boys were in the back watching, and the big thing was Jersey Shore, and I remember right as you hit your big finisher, I literally went, "Cavs are here!" Boom! Popped all the boys. Popped awesome. All the boys just because you were working that full...
Dropping the rose. That's the only time I ever dropped the rose.
Oh, that's awesome. But no, that's great. Ladies and gentlemen, hit him up on Twitter. Hit him up on Instagram. Let him know you enjoyed the time that he gave to us on the show. I thank you so much for coming on, bro.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last podcast you on. And as always, tip the veal. Try the staff. I'll see you next week. Ever wonder how your buddy got those exclusive wrestling superstar action figures? Finn Balor, or even that Ric Flair autograph 8x10 photo that you can't find in stores? Chances are they came from Pro Wrestling Loot, professional wrestling's most unique and fan-friendly monthly subscription box. Pro Wrestling Loot customizes a 5-7 item mystery box for wrestling fans that includes exclusive t-shirts, action figures, collectibles, trading cards, pins, autographs, and more that you can't find anywhere else. Today, for all of our last podcast you'd want listeners, we have a deal for you. Just head over to ProWrestlingLoot.com and enter the promo code LASTPODCAST at checkout to save 20% off your first box with Pro Wrestling Loot. With over 20,000 followers online and presence at some of the biggest conventions in the United States, including WrestleCon and StarCast, Pro Wrestling Loot just isn't a business. With ties to indie, mainstream, lucha libre, American, and European pro wrestling Loot is always sending out the most unique items with you in mind over the last 5 years. Sign up today at ProWrestlingLoot.com for just $24.99 and start receiving your monthly Pro Wrestling Loot box. Plus, for a limited time, enter code LASTPODCAST and receive 20% off your first box. Pro Wrestling Loot, for the fan in all of us.
Thanks for coming to see our show.
Sad to tell you, we got to go.
Grab your hat and head for the door.
In case you didn't notice, there ain't any more. If you like our show, tell everyone but. If you think it stinks, keep your big mouth shut.
If you came up, we have to shout.
Adios!